Political parties have expressed reservations about the filing fee of presidential and parliamentary candidates announced by the Electoral Commission. The parties Radio Ghana spoke to are the CPP, NDC and United Front Party UFP. First, the communications director of the CPP, Niama Konfra, said though the fee is on the high side, they are prepared to comply.
Well, certainly the last time for the parliamentary it was about 500. We've been anticipating that there will be an increase. We're anticipating that perhaps it will be something like 760. It's 1,000, that's what the Electoral Commission has decided. Then we will seek to comply with that.
Some people are saying that their fee is very low.
On what basis are they saying it's too low?
The basis they are putting across is that every serious parliamentary candidate or presidential candidate, if he's able to garner some votes in the elections, the money will pay back or will refund it to him or her.
We disagree.
We do understand that sometimes the political parties give special concession to female candidates, and that has not been captured with what the EC has announced. Are you happy about that?
Well, we would expect that as a country, if we want to ensure that we increase the participation of women. We've taken account of that in our own filing fee for our primary, where female or younger candidates below 35 get a 50% discount just to improve. And we have many female candidates, for example, in Greater Accra, I believe we're almost at our quota of 30%. In terms of female candidates. We're doing well on that front, and national institutions should also seek to encourage female participation.
So, but as things stand now, is the party going to support the female candidates who are contesting in terms of finance?
There are candidates. In Greater Accra, I say we've got almost 30% of our candidates who are female. We will support them.
The communications director of the CPP, Niama Akonfra. The presidential candidate of the United Front Party, Akwesi Abeodike, says the Electoral Commission has increased the filing fee by 100%, which is not in the interest of the political parties.
Yes, as a traveler of United Front Party, I think the increment was too much. But once we've decided to serve our nation, for the interest of the nation, we are going to pay so that we fight and contest the election. The percentage-wise, I think they were not fair to us. But, you know, the Electoral Commission is autonomous, and we cannot challenge their views. If you factor in the input that goes into political organization, not only the filing fee, but campaigning and a whole lot comes into consideration. So, therefore, I'm of the view that they are not fair to us.
The Deputy General Secretary of the NDC, George Lawson, said the party is here to meet to take a decision.
Yes, we've just received the information, so as a party we'll meet and we'll take a decision.
Yes, they have pegged that of the presidential to be 10,000 Ghana Cedi and that of the parliamentary to be 1,000 Ghana Cedi. What is your comment on this?
No, we'll meet as a party and then we'll come up with a statement. They've announced, so it's up to us as Commission Executive Members to meet that to discuss the filing fee.
But how soon?
We'll definitely meet. So we'll meet definitely Wednesday, so I cannot say anything about it. I cannot express my own opinion. If I'm expressing, then that should be that of the National Executive Committee.
Deputy General Secretary of the NDC, George Lawson.